Welcome to the Social Media Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Media Podcast, where we celebrate awesome on and offline. Today, I'm so excited to be talking to Mr. Hernandez and three of his students about a really interesting project, which I really think showcases the human side of technology. So thank you so much, Sarah, Vanessa, and Jennifer, and Mr. Hernandez for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So why don't we start off with introductions, and we'll start with the teacher. What do you think? Please tell us about yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Michael Hernandez. I'm a high school broadcast journalism, film, and photography teacher in the Los Angeles area, and I've been doing this for about 21 years now. And I'm really excited to help my students tell their stories, but also to make meaningful impact on the world around them through their projects. So rather than simply just taking that idea that we hear about in ed tech circles about student voice, where we, you know, elevate students' opinions no matter what, I think it's more important that we think about the impact of our words and our actions. And so one of the things that I try to work on with my students is how important the role of listening is in storytelling. And so this project we're going to talk about, listening is very much a piece of that. So I'm really excited about that.
Thank you, Michael. And so girls, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Sarah. I'm a junior and I love to take pictures pretty much everywhere I go. I love to dance and spend time with people. I'm very social. When I spend time with people, I love to kind of get their opinions on just literally anything, really. I love to hear their side and their point of views on just the world around us. I'm just a social butterfly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm a senior. I guess I would be less of the social butterfly side, more of the STEM observant part, but that would play well into the listening. I also enjoy photography, mainly nature and architecture. However, this interview really got me to step outside my comfort zone, so it was quite interesting of a project to do.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm a freshman, and this is actually my first year doing photography, and it teaches me different ways to, like, express myself and, like, not just taking a picture, you know. Like, at first I thought photography was just, like, oh, it's easy, like, it's just a picture, but Mr. Hernandez actually really taught me that, you know, photography isn't just a picture, and, you know, it always has a story in the background of it. So I actually really like photography, and I'm considering doing it next year, so yeah.
Oh, I love that. And so many people, when they talk about sort of your generation, talk about how visual you are, right? Like, so much of our social media platforms are visual. And do we take enough time to think about the stories behind that? So I love that so much. So I guess without further ado, who would like to tell us a little bit about what this project is that we're talking about here? What were the parameters of the project? Maybe do you want to talk about that, Mr. Hernandez? What were the expectations for the project? And then maybe the girls can share who they interviewed and what they learned.
Yeah, so I started the semester off with something the students are really familiar with, which is selfies. And we started as a starting point and then kind of flipped the camera around onto other people. And one of the things that I like to really try to force my students to do is get outside their comfort zone and to meet other people and hear other voices and perspectives that they normally don't. Because I think that's really important in life, and especially in American society right now, we're not listening enough to other people. We're not hearing those voices that haven't traditionally been heard. And so this was an exercise. Photography was just sort of like on the outskirts, but my main point wasn't really photography. My main point was to really get the students to get out of their comfort zone, get used to listening, and find out what it's like to be surprised by what they hear from other people. I feel like that's like the main point of education, and the photography was just a gateway to get there. So the project itself was to go talk to a group of people, a clique on campus that you don't normally hang out with and don't really know that well. And you guys probably remember from high school, that's like, there's all kinds of groups that are off in their corners and you don't mingle with them very much. And so it kind of got everybody a little bit nervous about that. But and asked them to, and kind of trusted them that they would find that group, and go interview them and ask some questions. So we had some setup and some practice about what kinds of questions we might ask and what that process would look like. And so then they had to record that conversation as on their phones using audio. And then after they've had that conversation, take that information and that perspective, and then take some portraits of people that were in that group. So the idea that once you start to understand someone and get to know them a little bit, the way that you frame your shot, literally with your camera and emotionally and mentally in your head, starts to change. And so that's really the idea behind the project. So the kids came back with their footage, their audio footage and the photos, and then they created a ebook out of those. So they used Pages, the Apple word processing program, to drop in their photos and make a gallery, to add some text and to include the audio widget of that experience. And then we stitched them all together into one giant book for the entire class. So in the end, it ended up being like this really cool mosaic portrait of the entire campus. So it was pretty fun throughout the entire process.
All right, so that's what your teacher says. So we know what his learning goals were for you, but did that actually happen? So I'd love to hear from you, Sarah. So who did you find and what did you learn? And did, were what Mr. Hernandez's goals for the project, did they really realize themselves in your experience?
Well, my best friend named Chloe, she normally sits with the art people inside the art rooms. She's very artistic and she draws and paints. So I went into there and I was just kind of realizing that I never knew any art students. They're all very kind of quiet and I don't know, they just kind of had their own little cliques. So until one day, my friend Chloe, she introduced me to this girl named Jenny. And when I walked up to her, I was actually very surprised at how open she was because they're kind of very intimidating to me because they're all kind of in their own like world. But when I talked to her, she was very friendly and just very open. And she was really like pleased and kind of, I didn't expect her to say yes when I interviewed her because a lot of people like, I felt like it was kind of uncomfortable for them. But yeah, so she said yes. And when I asked her, it followed very smoothly and I just didn't expect her to be so open and stuff. And also besides her expressing her feelings through like art and stuff, I think she's part of an activist group. I don't remember right now, but like a club on campus also. So not only does she do art, she expresses herself in a bunch of other ways, which I really didn't expect because she seems like kind of quiet and not, I know that's kind of stereotyping, but she's very social. I didn't expect that.
So I have a question before we move on to the other story. So would you say that now after having had this experience, you would reach out to her again? And did the portraits you took of her, did they really impact or were they really different because you got to know her in a different way?
Yes, I could. I felt like if I were to take the photos before interviewing her, they would be very different from after. Mm. Since when I interviewed her, it felt like I kind of built a trust with each other. I kind of really got to know her and it didn't feel like awkward. It flew very nicely.
So you had a stereotype of what those art kids were all about, and did it dispel the stereotype, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. Vanessa, I would love to hear about your experience.
So I actually went the opposite direction because I'm a little bit more quiet. So I picked the most popular outgoing guy I could find. And it was actually quite interesting. So he is not quite part of a clique. He sort of goes through on campus. Like when I showed his picture to the class, everyone's like, I know that guy, like he's very well known. So then we talked and we just walked around campus for quite a bit. And I actually got more of a introspective, quieter side of him. So, you know, I took it over several days. So the first photos I took of him, you know, he was really outgoing, but it was quite posed. So when I actually started talking to him about his education goals and things about like, what do you regret? Like that was one of my interview questions and sort of learning about how he sees the world more than just that's that popular guy that everybody knows. He sings all the time. Like he sort of had a quieter, he was actually very thoughtful when he was talking about his future career plans, which I thought was quite interesting because I didn't really expect him to have that. Well, I mean, that's kind of rude to say that you don't expect someone to have such detailed analysis of what they imagine their future to be. But when I got his, I began to form his pictures around it. So he wants to be part of education. So I'm like, okay, where do you want to be in your photo? So he's like, oh, I want to be in the library. And he wants to major in history. So we just walk through the history section. Like, you know, wouldn't normally take the most popular guys on campus and walk them through the history section. So I thought it was quite interesting to learn that side of him. And I actually started talking to him more. So that was fun.
Oh, wow. I love that. And there's that whole dispelling of that stereotype again that we saw with Sarah. How about your experience, Jennifer? Now, you're a freshman. So this is, you're not only being asked to come out of your comfort zone, but you're like brand new to the campus yourself, right? Would love to hear what your experience was like.
Yeah. So actually, one of my friends, she introduced me to the girl and we were at a football game and she introduced me to her friend and I noticed that her best friend was like sitting on the side of the bleachers and, you know, like cheering her on. She was a part of a band. So she was playing the flute, I believe. So her friend was like sitting there, like recording her and stuff like that. And I was talking to her friend and her friend was like, yeah, that's my best friend. Usually we sit on the bleachers for lunch. And she was telling me that it's basically like only like those two, like both of them in their friend group. And I thought it was pretty cool because like, I never like especially like since how they sit on the bleachers during lunch and you know like because you know that's where both of them like would spend most of their times basically you know like her friend practices a lot on the like bleachers and stuff like that and her friend just sits there and like cheers her on so I thought it was really cool to do them too because you know I don't like personally me I would never like I've never like talked to anyone who's like you know like does like band or anything like that usually I would like I'm usually more like quiet kind of so I'm not really like outgoing but coming to this school it actually like got me out of my comfort zone too and you know I've made a lot of friends too so it's really fun.
Thank you. Thanks so much for sharing. So the role of technology here, Mr. Hernandez said that you created an ebook. Did that get shared somewhere?
I'm pretty sure we all it was on our website.
So you'll have to talk into the camera, girls, because we can't hear you.
Well, we shared it. I compiled it and I've shared it on my social account. So okay. We haven't published it on the Apple Bookstore yet, but something we're hoping to do in the near future.
So I guess what role did technology play in this, like if at all? Because certainly one of the things that I'm hearing is that you reached out to someone you didn't know. You took photographs that were very, very different from what you may have done if you didn't get to know them. But ultimately, then you were taking pictures and putting an ebook together, right? So if for someone, I guess, for a teacher or a student who are thinking about, you know, maybe doing this same project, where do you feel like the technology piece fit in this? And do you even care if it gets shared with everyone? Or would you rather that this learning that you did stays within your classroom?
I guess I could. I think that other students should be open to this project because it kind of shows them a way to connect with the world and be kind of more open-minded and see how other people live their lives and stuff besides being like kind of just with your own little crew. Because where we live in LA, it's kind of like there's a bunch of different, very different people that live around us. And if we don't get to know them, it's just like, I feel like we can all connect in a different way. We all connect through social media and technology does play a big role because I'm pretty sure most of us have social media. So we're always like checking up on each other and things like that. So we're all just like connecting in a new way with technology.
Like adding on to what Sarah said, especially coming to the school that we are, it's kind of different for me. Because I actually recently moved out here, so it's a really different environment. But I don't really have an issue with like my stuff being published. I actually really like it as well, like so other people could see my work. And especially since this is my first year doing it, like for me, it's like, oh, I could see my pictures like coming out in a different way. And like I said before, like at first I was just like, oh, it's a picture, like it's easy, like I could do it. But no, it's actually really hard, and it takes a lot of dedication to do it. So yeah.
Well, we know you're at school because we've now heard your bell twice.
That's
awesome.
That's just iMessage. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, where I'm excited to check out your ebook for sure. Where can we find you online, my friends?
Well, we all developed websites in the beginning of class where we would put our photography projects and showcase our works. So we have websites that you can go to and also social media accounts. And then I believe that our teacher said that our book would, we hope to publish it on the Apple Store.
Apple Books, yeah. And so I also share on my social account as my professional accounts as well. So you can find me on Twitter at Cinehead and also on Instagram at changing.the.narrative. And I share links to those kinds of documents through those social channels too.
Thank you. So girls, do you feel comfortable in the notes for the show if I put links to your website? I'd love to see what you've done so far. That's wonderful. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I know that I'm excited to bring this idea to my photography class. So hopefully other people listening will glean some important nuggets from what our conversation has been all about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Social Leadia Podcast is a way to continue celebrating students and teachers who are using technology and social media in positive ways, and is a continuation of my book, Social Leadia, which can be found on Amazon. All links mentioned in the podcast can be found on socialleadia.org under the podcast tab. Content can also be found at jcassatod.com, which is where I blog. If you would like to be featured on social media or have an idea for a show, please contact me at jcassatod.com. The Social Leadia Podcast is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here. For more great content, go to voiceed.ca.